Hello, welcome to Simple Church for Simple People. My name is Chad, and today I have with me my wife, Tricia.
Hey, everyone.
And so today we're going to be talking about children and Simple Church. I hope you had an opportunity to listen to the old podcast that I reposted about 2 years ago about our thoughts of children and Simple Church. And I listened to it again, and I feel like my thoughts are pretty much the same as they were in that podcast, but I thought it'd be interesting to share the experiences we've had in the meantime. What did you think about that last podcast, Trish?
I thought it was interesting. Things definitely have changed, though, in the past couple years as we've had more kids, and the age range has really widened so that we have kids starting from 7 years old all the way down to infants, and so it's just made for an interesting change in dynamics.
Oh, I asked Tricia to be on this podcast with me because she spends more time with the kids than I do. For a lot of the meeting, we do have the kids all together and with us, but for the parts that we don't, Tricia knows more about what actually happens than I do. So, Trish, can you tell us what happens on a typical Sunday when we get around the time of singing and having our Bible discussion time?
Sure. Well, anyone that has kids at all knows that there is not a typical time. Who knows what they are going to do on a certain day? We never really know how many kids are going to be there. There could be 2, there could be 7, there could be 10. It's just hard to tell. And of course, the dynamic changes with the number and with every night. Sometimes the kids will all just feel like playing. And so usually I am with them, especially when it's at my house, to kind of just check in on them and make sure everyone's getting along well. And just kind of monitor everyone. And also because our son is still fairly small, he's 20 months now, he really isn't quite old enough to sit in on something like a short lesson in craft. He's just starting to get to the point where he's able to do that and has the attention for it, but because he hasn't really up to this point, I usually am there to take care of him. And just keep him company and follow him around.
So from my perspective with that, you usually at this point, Trish is in another room with our son, and he may be in the same room as some of the other kids with another person or two, or he may not be. Is that right?
That's right. And also sometimes a couple of the ladies in our church have been really great and have planned lessons. And so some of the older kids will listen to a story and do a craft. And that usually takes, I don't know, I would say 15 minutes between the story and craft they have planned. And then oftentimes some of the older girls especially will want to continue doing projects with whatever craft supplies that they bring along. So they enjoy doing that a lot, and it's been really helpful to have someone share in that, plan something, and help out with taking care of the kids. And really not just taking care of them, but I feel just really encouraged by that, because not only does that sometimes give me more of an opportunity to be involved, but also I think it just really shows the kids that there are other people that really care about them and is important, and just building a relationship with other people that are part of the church. So I think that's just a great opportunity to invest in the kids, and really for the adults to get a chance to know the children. They have a lot to offer too. And so even though sometimes, and especially like in the past year and a half or so since our second child was born, it's been a lot more work for me. I consider it a privilege to have children, and so even though taking care of them just requires a lot from me. It's a joy, and I think it's a part of serving the Lord, and it's part of worship. It's taking care of the precious things that He's given to us. And so even though, like, our Sunday evening meeting isn't necessarily a time when I get a lot poured into me, I think it's a chance for me to serve the kids and help in serving the other adults by sharing and taking care of their children.
A lot of people, when they're looking into Simple Church, they always ask, you know, well, what do you do with the kids? And as I look back on our experience, it's really hard to answer that question because it really depends on how old the kids are. That's why I wanted to do another podcast, because what we do now with the kids is a lot different than what we did 2 years ago. One of the reasons is the number of kids, but another reason is the age that they are. The older they get, the more independence that they can handle. And so that's made a lot of difference. Do you have any input into how it's been different for you as the kids have gotten older?
Well, for me, I guess as the kids have gotten older, it's just changed in that our daughter, especially in the kids that are her age and older, she's 4 now, just have more interest in doing something. When she was little, she could be easily, you know, just played with and would pretty much just sit and play with me. But now she doesn't want to just sit, you know, during the time that we have the Bible study time. And so there has to be something that she can be involved in until she's older and is really able to be a part of the discussion. So that's just really changed. And also just the number of kids has made such a difference. Once there got to be, you know, more than, I would guess, 3 kids, then there just had to be something planned in case they weren't just happy playing, because it got to be to the point where, like, all the toys in my whole entire house would be all over my whole entire house, and you just never knew what could happen. So it was good to start having something available and planned for them to do, and more just of a, I guess, plan for the time, although because there is always a change in who's there and they're obviously getting older, it's just, I guess, always going to be continually evolving and changing as to what happens with the kids. So it's always interesting.
I think one of the things that you mentioned is one of the ways what we do is different than what you find in a typical conventional church, in that in a typical church, the teachers or the leaders will plan out a lesson and the kids will do it. Whereas in our church, oftentimes, or at least sometimes, someone will plan out a lesson, but they don't really have the goal of getting that lesson done. It's more like they have a lesson prepared if the kids really are wanting to do it. But if the kids are doing something else and enjoying that, then that seems to be fine, right?
Yeah, that's great. Part of what I really want, at least for our kids, is I want them to enjoy church, enjoy the group of people that we're with. And so if they're playing and having a fun time, then that's great. And if they're not and they're, you know, starting to bicker at each other and, you know, need something to do to kind of catch her attention and get them back on a good track, then it's good to have that too. But I just really want them to be able to enjoy the people. And so whatever, you know, best serves that purpose and can encourage them in their faith, that's great. Right now, I spend each time with my daughter at home, especially because she's to the age where she is able to understand, I don't know, I feel like, quite a bit. And so we spend a lot of time talking about the Lord, and she asks a lot of questions, and there's just always an opportunity, if you're looking for it, to share about your faith. And so even though on a typical Sunday evening I don't necessarily talk to her about the Lord, there's always an opportunity. And so I just really want her to know that the people in the church care about her and they're part of her life. And so to whatever extent that happens on Sunday, that's great.
Well, often people, when they're asking what to do with kids during Simple Church, they're really thinking about that time of singing and Bible discussion. But the reality is that the kids are there for the whole time. You know, it's an institutional mindset where only singing and Bible study is a part of the gathering. But in our mindset, the whole gathering is, you know, church together, living life together. And so it's definitely easier during the time where we're eating, where they're just kind of eating with us, or they usually don't spend as much time at the table eating with us as the adults do, so they'll kind of be around playing, and that time's a little different. It's a little less structured, would you say?
Yeah, definitely less structured. Everyone's just trying to, you know, take some time to eat, and the kids are just a lot more interested in playing and are hoping to get done with eating as quick as possible so they can just go and play with their friends. And so during that time, I guess I'm encouraging my kids at least to eat, and I'm trying to, you know, get a chance to eat myself. So Chad and I and oftentimes several of the other, you know, adults that are part of our group really kind of help out in helping the kids while they're eating, and kind of keeping an eye out so everyone gets a chance to sit and visit and eat, and also have some time to spend with the kids. So it's a more relaxed time.
And I really think that that is one of the best times for the kids and the church, because it's during that time where the kids are most integrated in with the adults, and we're all together, and, you know, in different rooms eating or being done eating and just hanging out and talking while other people are finishing eating. It's really the time where all the adults get to spend time with the kids, as opposed to later on in the meeting where we're having our Bible discussion, where most of the adults are involved with that, and there's one or two or maybe three adults that are in a different room or outside with the kids. But I feel it's very important to have that time of everyone being together, because it's during that time where the kids are really experiencing church life. One of the things I think is very important about kids and getting to know the Lord and getting to know what organic church life is the whole idea of experiencing it as opposed to just being told what it is. You know, to be able to experience the love of God and the grace of God, and to experience the fellowship of the brothers and sisters, instead of just sitting down and getting a Bible story about how we're supposed to do those things. And of course, it is important to learn from the scriptures about what the Christian life is, but that in and of itself is fairly meaningless without the whole experience of actually living the life together. And I really think that the kids get that experience in kind of the first half of our gathering time, because our gathering time usually is about half of it eating and hanging out, and half of it singing, praying, and discussing the scriptures. So would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to, don't you?
I don't have to, but I do.
Well, it's a good thing we agree about that. So we've talked about the eating time, hanging out time, and we've talked about the Bible discussion, prayer time. But what about the singing time? Tell us how that goes for the kids.
The time that we sing is a little bit like the Bible discussion time. Sometimes the kids are in there and sometimes they're not. When they are in there, I think it's it's a lot of fun. Sometimes they dance and play instruments, and sometimes it can be a little loud, but I enjoy it. I enjoy watching them praising the Lord, and especially like one time comes to mind recently when everyone was singing. I actually wasn't in the room, but I was in another room with John, our little one, and he was saying Jesus, 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 and he just was. I don't know. It was fun to hear him knowing and saying, you know, the name of Jesus. And so to me, it's just, it's important for them to just be a part of the whole life of our church. And not even just, on the time that we get together on Sunday, but all throughout the week. I just love it when we're together with people that, are a part of our church and they're getting to know them better. We're at their house, you know, to play with, the other kids that are part of our church or something. It's just, I'm just glad that they're in a group that loves the Lord and that they can get to know and just experience life together with.
It is really cool when the kids are in there to sing. I wish they would choose to be in there every Sunday, but they don't. And we do let them choose if they're going to be in there or not. I know my feeling about it is that I do want our gatherings to be something that they enjoy. And I think when you force kids to do things they don't want to do, it's not going to produce that result of it being something that they enjoy. And so we always or almost always bring, you know, little instruments like tambourines and bells that they can have there and they can play if they want to. And we do let them, just like anyone can do, pick out a song that they want to sing if they want to. But basically, we give them the choice, and oftentimes they're just having so much fun doing whatever they're doing before we start the singing time that they often don't come in, but I think it's nice whenever they do. It is a lot of fun. So one last question for you, Trish. What would you say to someone who would say to us, you know, ask us, well, why don't you have any programs for the kids?
I would say that it's not really necessary. You know, I think that, like when we meet together on Sundays, we don't really have something that's a program because we want them to be a part of the church and not separated. And of course, I don't want it to sound like we're just letting our kids, run the show and that they can do whatever they want. You know, it's still a time where we're their parents and we're encouraging them to be considerate of others and to, you know, not, be loud and, you to not be disruptive and inconsiderate of other people. We want them to be a part of it, but obviously they have to act in a way that makes everyone feel loved as well. And there's also the fact that they're my responsibility and my husband's responsibility to teach about the Lord. And so I don't need a program to tell me that. You know, I every day have an opportunity. And, you know, if other people that are part of the church need help, I would be more than glad to help them in that. And I think that there's, you know, several people that feel the same way, that if, you know, other people, you know, need some help and need some direction in that, you know, everyone is here to help each other do that. And we don't necessarily need a set program or something going on every week that is available. But, you know, we're available just as friends and fellow followers of the Lord to be there and help each other train up our children.
Yeah, the way it seems to me is exactly like you're saying, that our gathering time, you know, it is a special time of fellowship and worship. But I think in our church, it's a little less of a distinct time from the rest of our lives as in the traditional church. Like you said, Trish, when we're gathered together, we're still their parents. You know, any behavior that is not normally accepted or condoned, it's still not accepted or condoned. But at the same time, I think we still understand that they're kids. You know, it's not like if we were to take our kids to a conventional church service, they would have to sit in a pew in dead silence for an hour. You know, we're not doing that with the kids. We still understand that they're kids, and they still, you know, make noise, and they still talk, and we don't get on their case for that. We'd get on their case for being disrespectful or for being overly loud and things like that, right?
Yeah. And I don't want to say that in a more traditional church, you know, if they have a program that serves kids, that's bad, because, you know, that's the way that I grew up, and I really got a lot from it. And there were people in the church that I grew up in that were wonderful, and I knew that loved me and cared about me. And part of that was, you know, them instructing me in more traditional Sunday school. But, you know, in our setting, this is what has just really worked for us. And so I'm enjoying being a part of it and just seeing how it goes. So it's a new adventure all the time.
Well, thank you, Trish, for coming on the podcast with me. Her phone just rang, so she's not here anymore. But I do hope and pray that this is been encouraging and helpful to you. God bless you and your crew.